You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. Recently, Valve unveiled the Steam Deck, a system that grants players access to their Steam libraries on the go. With a design akin to a Nintendo Switch, the Steam Deck is the latest attempt by the development studio to enter the handheld market. While beneficial for those who travel or those who cannot afford a gaming PC, its announcement highlights the notion that handheld devices are not always the most accessible for disabled individuals. Next, a vulnerability is lurking in numerous types of smart devices, including security cameras, DVRs, and even baby monitors that could allow an attacker to access live video and audio streams over the internet and even take full control of the gadgets remotely. What's worse, it's not limited to a single manufacturer. It shows up in a software development kit that permeates more than 83 million devices and over a billion connections to the internet each month. And NASA's Lucy mission is getting ready for a 12-year journey to 8 different asteroids. Lucy's liftoff, with a window of opportunity that begins October 16th, will take it to the so-called Trojan asteroids, which orbit the Sun in the same ellipse as Jupiter, but either ahead of or behind the giant planet. They have remained gravitationally trapped in Jupiter's orbit since the solar system's early days, billions of years ago. They're like a freeze frame of the way that distant part of the solar system used to be, and no spacecraft has ever visited them.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.